All right, let's get into some tips, shall we? Only the two games, obviously. South Sydney, Manly. This is the close one in terms of betting. South are the favourites, $1.74, Sean. Manly, $2.10, and you've got some fascinating details on where the early money, remember we bet, we record this on Wednesday, where the money is going.
Well, let's go back even further. So as soon as the Manly game was over, as soon as they beat the Roosters, this went up at $1.92, pick 'em, so toss the coin. Straight away, tumbled in, $1.80, $1.77 yesterday. Now $1.74 minus 1.5. What was the weight of money? I think it's like 2/3 or so, maybe even more.
Here we go. 65% South head to head. This is the message you sent earlier, and 86% at the line.
Yeah. Now it's a
line's 1.5.
It's skinny, so it's near enough to the head to head price that you're taking. But clear, everyone just wanted to be on South, which I found I found a bit strange. Early doors. I don't have a really strong view in this game. I'm leaning just towards Manly at this point. The South performance, and this is probably what everyone's got their, you know, casting their mind back to, because recency has a lot to play with what the market does early doors. The way that game they played against Penrith, that's the best game that they could possibly play. That's their ceiling. They can't get any better than that. To do that again is very, very hard. They were clearly up for that game. It was almost a must win for them to get the week off and give themselves the best chance. I think there's been a pretty significant overreaction, maybe just that one game.
Is there also an overreaction to the fact that Manly did not beat much in a Roosters team that was clearly at the end of its road and had so many players missing?
Yeah, but
the market just said that win is meaningless.
They didn't limp over the line, though. They did it exactly how they should have.
Yeah, what did Melbourne beat Roosters by? What are those?
I get you. And I'm asking what the market thinks. So clearly the market does not respect Manly's performance last Friday.
Yeah, clearly. And I think maybe they're just putting a little bit too much. And I said it to you the other day, Shug, and I know it's hypothetical, but if Latrell Mitchell's playing this game, I've got him worth about 4 points. You can make an argument maybe more. So if you put him in this team, that makes it minus six South. I can't see that being the betting in this game if he's playing.
Okay.
So if you work backwards from that, I think it's probably a dead set toss the coin game. Maybe the week off is giving South a slight edge, and we're seeing that in the weight of money as well.
These defences, Joel. I know there's that stat that's been brought up that South, since one of the touch ups against Penrith, 16 points a game or something, or 11 points a game. It's very good. But I still wouldn't take them over Penrith or Melbourne in terms of defensive prowess. Manly's defence is not particularly brilliant. They're obviously, their strength is attack. I've got this sense that the forwards decide this game more so than ever, because when either side gets on the attack, they're going to be a major threat. I don't think the opposition defences can save tries against these red-hot attacks. So which forward pack comes out on top? And I've got to say, South have proven form. I know the recency bias is Penrith, and it's no guarantee they're going to do that again. But Aloy A in a big game, are we sure? Sean Kepi in a big game. Marty Tapau, they'll go after him. Taniela Paseka, there's a nice story on him today in the paper. But against Burgess, proven. Arrow, proven. Murray, star. Totola has been outstanding. Kalal Matangi. Nichols is playing career best form. That's my take on it.
I find this fascinating. Imagine at the start of the year you say, okay, well, there's going to be a team who can make the grand final who have been beaten by 50 by both on the other side, and they're going to get there without their best marquee play. You'd say that's just a billion to one. Then you've got the other side of things with Manly, who they have not beaten a top four side all year. One of those two teams makes the grand final. Of course, if Manly win, they have now beaten a top four side. But I just can't get my head past, I tipped this earlier in the year, the grand final Quinella, and I hope it works out. Penrith versus Manly. 2015, thrilling grand final. It was the Broncos taking on the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Well, in the 20s that day, it was Manly versus Penrith.
Yes.
Tommy Turbo versus the Luais of the world and the Penrith Panthers. I just see those worlds colliding. I look at the team, they're fairly, you know, the outside backs are fairly level pegging, the forward pack fairly level pegging. Don't underestimate the in last week at Croker. His service, and that's what made me tip them. Yeah. I saw them play at Four Pines Park, and his service was just swift as. Mm. And he didn't play in the touch-up.
Are you paid by Four Pines?
Against Melbourne.
You call it Four Pines every time.
Well, it is Four Pines Park.
Oh, for God's sake.
So anyway.
Are you going to call it Combank? What about
Career,
Bank West?
Career Insurance.
What about call it Bank West.
Bank West is now going to be called Combank.
Yeah, well, that's what we'll all call it. That's what we do in this game, Daniel.
I understand.
Anyway, unless you're on the ABC, you don't have to make any
Well, that is another issue. Don't start me on that. But the city to Hobart, oh, Wild Oats.
So Jim Maxwell would call it Parramatta Stadium.
And that I find offensive.
Yeah.
You get the rights for nothing,
yeah.
And you don't even service the NRL by naming their sponsors because of the pomposity.
Yes.
What's Andrew Moore doing there? A fine broadcaster, and he's... I take him out of any criticism I have of the ABC. Mm. That's my point.
Anyway, I can't get past Tommy Turbo here. One thing that could be an issue for Manly, you saw Melbourne destroy them on the left-hand side, their left-hand side. Daly, Cherry Evans and Harper. South, you know, are going to go there. I'll give you a couple of stats really quickly, boys. Tommy Turbo, in games he's played where Manly have won, 100% of the time he scored a try. 100% of the time. And 50% of the time or more, he scored a double.
Yes.
Similar numbers for Alex Johnson. So think about that when you're having your bets in that game.
Okay.
The thing about this game, I don't think, with Latrell out, I don't think South can win in a shootout, which is... We look back the way they beat Penrith. That was a game that we didn't think they had in them.
No.
It was a real... They bashed them in the middle. Defence was enormous, which it probably hasn't been against the really good teams. So if the angle might be, if I was to back Manly, it might be by a bit of a margin. Maybe the 13-plus is the way to go. Because they've got... If Turbo gets on a roll, they've certainly got more points in them than South Sydney.
See, I can see this being 13-plus either way. I could see South going on with it. I always find, like in a prelim, when a team is broken, they can just completely fold.
Mm. Yep.
And we know the way to starve Tom of the ball. You've got to bash their forwards. You put Tom in striking distance, he's unstoppable. So now I'm on South. You're on Manly. Which way are you going, Sean?
Yeah, I'm just leaning Manly.
Okay. I like Cody Walker for a try at $2.88, although big game Dane. This is his stage up against Morgan Harper. Harper was good last week defensively, but I wouldn't want my life depending on him against that South Sydney red hot attack.
If you knew that Manly have won, would you reasonably expect that Turbo could have scored two if you knew that Manly had won?
Sure.
He almost needs to have that type of game. $5 for two or more tries.
Mm. You take Latrell out of that team, that left, it's not a shadow of its former self.
Nah. So, his big presence coming over and 100%.
So
it mightn't be a shadow. It's still pretty good.
It's still okay. But
can you think of any teams who have won a grand final or even really got there without their marquee player? It's such a big, it's a tall order.
I get that.
Yeah.
Here's my question. Is he their marquee player? Is he their number one player?
If
Cody Walker to me is more important to that team than Latrell Mitchell.
So if Wayne had to choose one player not to be taken out of the side and the opposing coach could take him out, I think he chooses Latrell.
Yes, because Latrell proven in big games.
Yeah.
Mm.
But Cody's probably done more for South this year than Latrell.
What he's done is unbelievable.
Yeah. I hate using the word barometer, but Latrell is that for South. When they're humming, he's up and about.
The synergy for their back line when he's there,
yeah.
You know, Walker, him, it's just Alex Johnson. It's
synergy.
Just high-level stuff.
That's
yeah.
Jack Donaghy from 30 Rock stuff.
Yeah.
Synergy.
Yeah.
Any special markets we want to look at here? What's the over-under?
It was 44.5 at last check. So
that seems low to me.
Yeah, and these totals have just started to trickle down the last 8 weeks, as we've seen a bit of a shift in interpretations and the fact that it's obviously semi-finals footy, but this is a game that looks like an overish game to me. If that style, and I think we'll know pretty early what sort of game it's going to be. It's funny because I don't think South can win in a shootout, and the flip side is true as well for Manly. I think it has to be a bit of an open game to get Turbo some space, and so that's I can't wait for this. It's going to be a cracker. Yeah.
All right, let's move on to our second game, Saturday, 4 p.m., Melbourne versus Penrith.
Oh, 3:50.
Now I looked at this. I looked at this straight after the game on, when did Penrith win? Saturday night. I thought I'm gonna have a look at Sportsbet here,
and this
it was
ridiculous.
It was like $1.45, $2.70, Sean, and then the arrow. You know, the arrow just kept appearing. kept appearing over the next 20 minutes. The professionals must just swoop, Sean, when these odds go up. But
9.5.
Yeah, 9.5 is the line at $1.90 each of two. But that must be when the professionals strike, the moment the odds are put up.
Well, I think it's more about the what else the market's doing around us. So I think we opened up -5.5. I think some other competitors of ours, which we won't name, they might have just ticked up a notch. So it becomes a bit like a
ego battle.
A bit of a cat and mouse game.
Yeah.
Someone's got a view that Storm should be shorter over there. They don't want to open up a big gap for themselves. They might just go a point above us. We might move. They might move. It's good fun straight after when the market's just forming. But now it's settled on -9.5. I think mainly around the team news. Brian To'o is named in jersey 21.
Please.
I can't see a world in which he has to play for them to win. I never thought I'd say that about a winger. But he's not a winger. The yardage that he makes in that such important part of the field coming off their own line, it's enormous. He's putting up like gallon numbers.
Oh,
yeah.
You know?
If Ivan Cleary, if he said to the coach, "Coach, I've got one game left in me," Ivan would make him play this game.
This one.
Yeah.
Which is the reason why they erred on the side of caution last week. They just did enough to get through.
Yeah.
He has to play here.
Yeah.
It's all or nothing, obviously. And I think he will, which then creates a big backline reshuffle. What do they do with Stephen Crichton? Does Edwards hold his spot? Does Naden hold his spot? There's a little bit to play out.
Edwards
there.
Has to hold his spot.
Naden is the one who goes. And because he'd let them down last year.
You think it's Naden?
Absolutely. Reason you need To'o is because Naden and Crichton are so high. That quick play, the ball doesn't come.
Yeah.
But there is Crichton runs, there is Naden runs, and there is the high level of Brian To'o and the rest of the field. He just owns the field.
I want Momorowski out, Crichton in.
Momorowski showed last week he showed, and he's done some things in big games, but
poor bugger would miss out on another grand final. He has been so close, Momorowski, to grand finals, hasn't he?
Well, there was the Roosters in 18,
part of the Storm squad.
Well, you know, he was a bit streaky.
Can I just say this? You got to learn your lesson. So it looks as though the Melbourne Storm are going with Hines and Grant on the bench.
I don't like that.
You can't have Tyrone May. Here's your chance to go all in with the big boppers.
Yeah.
You've got to back the dummy half to get through. Have a little option there, but you can't go. I think you've got to bring in a Lenu or a Tago's got a bit of X factor.
I don't get how Spencer Lenu's not in the 17. Well, I don't get, and I'm not being disparaging to Scott Sorensen because he's had a fine season, but how is Lenu not above
he's
him?
He's also playing with a busted arm, isn't he?
That's right.
His arm was hanging off 3 weeks ago, and then he fronted up.
Hmm.
But clearly he's had that utility for the last 2 years, so I can't see him changing the way now. I don't like it either. I can't believe how big this line has got.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, isn't it?
If we go back 4 weeks ago, I reckon the betting would be at a stretch. I think it would be -2.5 Melbourne, and I think that would be a stretch. Now there's obviously some injury doubts, and I'll probably wait until the Penrith team is confirmed.
Well, you won't be getting the price if Totter's confirmed.
Exactly.
And
which I don't think we'll know until they'll keep that tight until an hour before.
Do you know why that's such a huge start? I'll give you this little stat here. Excluding origin affected rounds,
yes.
Not once have Penrith conceded more than 16.
Yeah.
Melbourne 5 times have conceded 18 or more. There are two sides of the game. People are saying a word that you hate using, clunky, Dan.
Yeah.
But defence is critical. There was one fluky try they let in last week.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Parramatta didn't look on scoring.
They are in this up to their eyeballs.
And that's the good thing. People have said that they're probably not playing their best, and I tend to agree. But if you look at the last 5 weeks, when a team isn't playing good, they're generally leaking tries. That's not the case. 16 and 12. Two of those games are against Souths, so quality opposition. So, yeah, they're probably not playing their best in attack, but they're not leaking a lot of points.
I will say this. They've been playing conservative, and there's been comparisons. Is Ivan Cleary the next Brian Smith? he needs to empower his troops and go, guys, just throw at the stumps. Just keep throwing at the stumps, asking the questions. Empower these young Panther players.
The round three match is the one I think we look back as a form guide. Forget the round 20 match where Penrith won. What do you mean throw at the stumps?
Well, just ask questions.
Right, okay.
Just keep going. Like, you can't play conservative.
37 to 10.
Bespoke top of footy. Just run it around.
That'd bespoke.
I'm going to need a thesaurus on this desk in a minute.
Yes. Yes.
Bespoke. What a great sound effect. Oh, God. Oh, when do the poker machines come
back? Do we have that, Cam?
Hey.
Okay. Well, I've achieved it. It's one of our last, ladies and gentlemen. A bit of corporate speak bingo. The team, Suze and Alex and Cam, they gave me about 12 words. They said, can you get it out, son?
Yeah.
Well, we got there. Have we got them there?
All right.
I'm going to be having a deep dive into that a little bit later.
Deep dive, yeah.
You're just low-hanging fruit. And I reckon it's saying, come down and whack me.
Yeah.
I mean, if they can't see that, what the hell are they there for?
Let's park this for now. That's enough of Kenny and everybody. Pomposity of you doing it. You're going for the low-hanging fruit. Going for Jimmy Maxwell. Right.
Well, where were you on Saturday night?
Let's take it offline because spent too much time speaking about the great Jimmy Maxwell. Have we seen in the history of the game a one man move the needle like Tommy Turbo? After four rounds, they had not won a game. They're unpacking you as we speak.
But I'm with you.
Was he $8 or $9?
He always is for these. You've got to circle back to the Origin last year for Man of the Match performance, just about, don't you? Yep. No further questions, Your Honour. I know it's a real pain point for you.
Someone has sold this to mate. And
touch base with me on Monday. He was a
I hope you're right. It'd be fascinating.
He's unbelievable.
Yeah. I hate using the word barometer, but Latrell is that for South. When they're humming, he's up and about.
The synergy for their back line when he's there.
I picked synergy.
Him. It's just Alex Johnson. It's synergy. Just high level stuff.
It's Jack Donaghy from Dirty Rock stuff. Yeah. Synergy.
Yeah. But there is Crichton runs, there is Naden runs, and there is the high level of Brian Tottle and the rest of the field. Owns the field.
Well done.
Well Fantastic. Done to the team.
Well done.
Is there a bigger office wanker saying that let's take this offline?
Yeah, take it offline.
I'll put my hand up. I've been guilty of it a couple of times.
What was the one that should have triggered us? So I got synergy. I picked there was something.
I saved bespoke for last. You're always going to get that.
Yeah, bespoke. But there was some. There was another word in there.
Pain point.
I missed that one.
Anyway. Park this for now. Yeah. Unpack.
Unpack.
Move.
Unpack.
Move that the needle.
Unpack. But out of all that, pomposity wasn't one of them.
No. Empower. Empower. I could have thrown diversity out there as well, but anyway.
All right. That was fun. See, that's good production. Yes. That's good production. Let's take a break.
They're sending a message.
Outside, and the field is set to run.
Sorry, everyone.
We're still alive in the quaddie.
Sportsbet's new Bet with Mates. Start your group and share in the moment. New from Sportsbet.
What triggered that? Something's triggered Joel to do that.
We were talking about it yesterday.
Right, radio.
With Brian, we're talking about it yesterday. By the way, he is ultra bullish on South. He's declaring them. He said he had an epiphany. I can't see it that way, but anyway.
Okay, an epiphany. What, did he have a dream about South Sydney?
Yes.
Did he? Now, his horse won. Did he at least let you know to get on board?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Let the world know.
Didn't it?
Won exactly how you want him to win.
Yeah.
It was off the map. $2.60 into $1.90. Mm. All of Fletcher's money, of course.
Yes.
But, why wouldn't he just roll over those winnings? He's riding the wave.
All right, speaking of winnings, here's our time to shine. Sean Ormerod, you can kick us off with the best bets.
Yeah, pretty obvious. I can't believe how big this line is in the Storm game. I think I'm going to wait until an hour before kickoff just to make sure that the team is as named as what I want it to be. And I don't think it'll move too much. It might move back to 8.5, which I'm still more than fine with. I'd have to be on Penrith. And what about this? It's been a good way to go broke this year.
Mm.
And I've been against them a lot. The Storm, they've covered 72% of the time.
72%,
which is just, I've never seen anything like it in my time in punting, which does suggest that a lot of those lines were nowhere near big enough. But
if they get through, which I'm not tipping them to, but if they do, you could see them winning by 40 in the GF, couldn't you?
Easily. Yeah, easily. Mm. And they'll be probably a similar price to what they are now in the GF next week.
Joel Kane.
Yeah, look, so I'll ask you this, boys. Can Panthers chase down the Melbourne Storm?
No, no, no. They've got to start well, yes. Or they, at least not let them get away.
Yeah, so both of these teams are remarkable leaders. I'll tell you this. Penrith 15 times have scored the first points of the game, and 100% of the time have gone on to win the game. Melbourne Storm, 17 times out of 18 have scored the first points of the game and gone on to win it. They are both front runners. They're unbelievable front runners. So, look, I'm tipping the Panthers halftime full-time double at $5. But if you like the Melbourne Storm, equally go the same halftime full-time
Storm
double.
Have never lost. I'd have to check this stat, but I must have done a game early in the finals with them because I looked this up. Never lost a final under Bellamy when they've led at halftime.
Is that right?
24-0. Yeah. So, yes, a Melbourne-Penrith half-time, full-time double. It might happen, but you'd be a fool to take it.
There's gonna be three moments you can circle already in this game.
Circle
probably
back.
The first 10 minutes.
Yeah.
They have to start well.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't even prompted to do that, mate. That's
when Harry Grant comes on.
Yes.
The 5 minutes after he comes on.
Yes.
And then the 5 minutes after half-time.
Yeah.
If they can keep it level on the scoreboard throughout those three periods, they're absolutely up to their eyeballs in it, Penrith, and winning the game, not just covering.
Mm.
Gentlemen, I found a market here that I think I might have found a flaw in the sports bet system. So by the time you get on, they'll shut off.
Oh, no, don't tell everyone.
No,
he solved it.
Yeah.
Now, there's some risks to be taken here, but I think this is going to be a defensive war. I know it's an afternoon game, and I know the Storm are lightning when they've got the ball, but Penrith and Melbourne, both under 18.5,
okay.
$4.75. Now, you could go to the alternate total points and
yes.
find 36.5. You won't get anywhere near those odds. I think this is going to be a very close game, and I think it's going to be very low scoring. So that's where I see this game being decided. I just like the odds, $4.75.
I like
now, it. Now, the risk is it could be 20 to 14.
That's right.
And That's the risk you take. They're the juicy odds. I had a good run last week with my over under, so I'm going to stick with that. If it was a night game, I'm telling you, I would have gone under 14.5 both sides.
Wow.
It was 12-10 in round three.
Yep.
I think this is going to be a similar type game. I'm very confident about that. It's just a bloody afternoon where, obviously, it's going to be a little bit more free-flowing. But I think Penrith now are in that mode. That was a great game for them on Saturday night.
Mm.
They're in that mode. Now, have they got the energy to do that for another 80 minutes? I think they have. But I think they're now in that mindset of origin-type defence.
Big stadium too. Now, you're not playing at Mackay. With all respect to Mackay, you're playing at Suncorp Stadium. They've been the best defensive team all year. And what we know about the gun playmakers, which we'd agree Nathan Cleary is, name a gun playmaker in the history of the game who hasn't won a comp. They just win comps, right? He's a gun playmaker, and I don't think he gets a better chance. You've got Matty Burton there in the centres. You've got Kickout still there. You lose Capewell. This is the window they've got to cash in.
I love that you're Thelma and Louising this. You have been in the car riding towards a Penrith Premiership win, and you are going to ride with them over the cliff. I love it. I love that loyalty. That's it. We've only got one more of these left, and that is next week, our grand final edition. But enjoy your footy. But as always, Joel Kane.
Go the mighty Panthers. Sorry. Gamble responsibly.
Oh, that's right. You grew up in High Street.
York Road, mate.
Yeah. You live in a beautiful mansion in the Shire. But
Southside.
The boy from Penrith.
Oh, yeah, please. Gamble responsibly.